Financial Matters.
Financial Matters, a man who needs no introduction at all, Dr. Frank Magwegwe, who's the head of financial wellness and advisory at NedBank and Gibbs, to discuss the pervasive issue of financial stress, a really important matter that all of us get to experience on a day-to-day basis. Welcome, Dr. Frank. I hope you're good. Always lovely chatting to you.
Yeah, I'm good. Good evening, 702 listeners. Good evening, Cape Talk listeners. Lovely, lovely to be here. And we were just chatting before the show started, saying really the idea or the topic of financial stress cuts across from those having stresses around bread and butter issues to multimillionaires or even billionaires thinking about their fortunes falling or ways to increase their fortunes in this volatile market. So really everyone is touched by the topic. And where I want to start is really there's a lot of taboo around, you know, kind of talking about money.
Yeah.
Kind of things are not going well. We don't like talking about that.
Yes.
And also what I've noticed is that often we also blame ourselves.
Yes.
So you feel, yes, I got myself here.
Yeah.
How could I?
Yes.
Whether it was a few months ago, we're being told interest rates are at all-time low.
Yeah.
Buy second property, buy a car, and now they've just been going up.
Yeah.
And you look back and say, what did I get myself into?
Yes.
And the third point, so it affects everyone. There's some self-blame often associated with it. What our 702 listeners may not know is the link between high financial stress and mental health. In particular, when we talk mental health, we're talking about conditions perhaps such as depression. We're talking high levels of anxiety. And also a direct link in some of our studies at Gibbs we have established between struggling with money and suicidal thoughts. You were talking about that matter that has been trending.
Yes, yes.
So we want to bring the topic to 702 and Cape Talk listeners to make it okay to talk about it firstly and to seek help. Often it's very difficult to solve financial stress on your own. You need either a professional or a financial services provider, a spouse, a partner, a coach, a friend, to just say, this is what I'm going through. Help me think through it.
Dr. Frank, I find that very useful and very important. And you've raised an issue that often we glaze over and we just reduce it to numbers. But a lot of people find themselves in serious financial ruins. And the link that you are drawing there, the bridge between the two, financial stress and mental health is very critical in a way where it can affect the rest of your life's value chain.
Correct.
Home, work, and play, and everything else in between.
Yes.
And that's why I'm happy that we have you here. Perhaps let's start right at the beginning.
Yes.
In the elementary spaces, if you will, so that we can come with it gradually.
Yes.
Stress is generally defined as worry, mental tension, inability to cope.
Demands on me and I don't have resources.
Sure.
Which is exactly the idea of coping.
Then link that to financial stress for us, please.
Yes. So when we say financial stress, we're just referring to a form of stress.
Yeah.
So there is stress related to the workplace.
Yeah.
Perhaps there is stress related to currently, in fact, nearly every South African is reporting some stress around load shedding. Whether you schedule, they stick to it, or they don't, or you load shed it, you know, more than what they've indicated it would be. So there's general stress, right? Which is the idea that I can cope with the situation, the demands on me are too much, and there's a bodily response to it. When we add the word financial at the beginning and have this idea of financial stress, we're really talking about constant thoughts and emotions.
Yeah.
I should add thoughts and emotions around the inadequacy of my finances to handle my financial situation. So either I don't have enough to pay school fees. I don't have enough to pay my home loan, your example earlier. My mortgage and just put food on the table. Then if we go to the extreme,
yes,
so that we don't reduce our conversation to kind of people struggling with day to day.
Just survival issues.
Survival issues. When you go middle to the end of that continuum, you've got people who are saying, I have lost money on the financial market.
Yeah.
You've got people, exactly as you said in your intro, I run a small business. Look at what the rent, when it's weakening, what is it doing to my business?
Mm.
To people saying, the rent is weakening. Look at what it's doing to my investment.
Mm.
So there's different types of financial stress, but it's all got to do with continuous thoughts and emotions around finances, worrying about it, concern about it, frustration about it. It's not adequate.
That is not to say money, finances, and the economy are not serious issues not to be concerned about. But we have to draw the line between being worried and concerned.
Yes.
And it's easy to straddle that lane.
Yes.
And I'm putting you on a spot to find out, when do I know that I've crossed the line? I'm on now on the side of anxiety.
Yeah.
It's not just healthy concern, where I know Dr. Frank Magwegwe and Aubrey spoke about a budget. Ah, I didn't do it, but let me attend to it. There's still time. And that would be a concern, I suspect.
Yes.
But then where do we draw the line between that concern and a dangerous place that you spoke about?
What a wonderful question to really unpack it for our wonderful listeners. So the key difference there, where you move from, I'm concerned I may not be able to pay my insurance premium, or I may not be able to get my child a McDonald's meal or any sort of takeaway, right?
Yeah.
Where you start feeling a sense of impending danger.
Mm.
You know, where you're thinking, my goodness, okay, now I'm struggling to pay rent. I've skipped this month. If I skip another month, I'm going to end up on the streets. If I end up on the streets, I may get harmed.
Yeah.
Or you start thinking, it's just a matter of time before they take the car.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before my house is repossessed.
Yeah.
My goodness, I may not have money to get to work, which means I may lose my job. If I lose my... So when you start having that impending sense of danger, just saying something big is going to happen with the way I'm struggling with my finances.
Yeah.
And that often is associated with emotions. It's not just thoughts.
Ah.
It's actually emotions of sadness.
Mm.
It's emotions of shame.
Yeah.
Oh, I got myself here.
Yeah.
It's anger. I don't earn enough. I should be earning enough.
Mm.
Or if the bank can only give a loan. Or if they can just stop calling me. You know, when you're being called for you behind a payment.
You feel harassed.
Or even a huge frustration around, but they gave me that money.
Yeah.
What were they thinking when you can't pay it? You have crossed the line.
Yeah.
You definitely need help. Because what we are talking about here is just not thoughts. It's when that is constantly happening. You're struggling to sleep. You have elevated levels of stress hormones in your system.
Mm-hmm.
You are highly irritable.
Yeah.
And your point earlier, it's not just you. It's all those around you experiencing your financial stress.
And Dr. Frank, it takes me to think now about the symptoms.
Yes.
What are the symptoms so that we can identify them and know that when you are walking in here, Dr. Frank Magwegwe may be carrying these symptomatic behavioral patterns. Do we see them? How do we identify them? So that at times, even if Thabo is too shy to speak about it, too ashamed, as you've said, blaming himself, because, hey, listen, you know, there's this thing over the weekend. Dr. Frank Magwegwe has got a round table. I want you to come with me, man. I don't trust him.
Yes.
I just want you to come with me.
100%.
But you know that you are pulling this. What are some of the symptoms?
Yes, a couple. So definitely a high level of irritability.
Yeah.
Small things that often don't trigger. It could be even, I'm going to give the simple because it has happened to me. The simplest thing.
Yeah.
You're arriving at home from work.
Yeah.
Your little one is running dead, excited.
Yes.
You don't even have time to enjoy that that brilliant moment.
Yes.
You're highly irritable.
Yeah.
That's one.
Mm.
You know, things that you typically enjoy, you're finding that you're no longer enjoying them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to talk to anyone about the financial situation, right? Yeah. The other one is high sense of blame, of just, what was I thinking? Mm. I got myself here. Another one, you are at the gym, you are at work, you are in traffic. What's on your mind? Finances. Sitting at work where you're supposed to be, you know, doing your day-to-day job, you're finding you're drifting out to thoughts of finance and then coming back to work. And if this happens, then this might happen. What about if I can't pay this? Okay, maybe I can try to get this loan to pay that. Those are some of the common examples that just show. Then, if that is high, it manifests in physical illness.
Aha.
And there we're talking about things like migraines.
Oh, my.
There we're talking about, because your immune system is weakened. We're talking, of course, we're in winter now, your flu. Yeah. We're talking about headaches.
Hey, I've
we're
got flu. Is it, could it be that?
Sleep.
Yes.
We are talking about struggling to sleep.
Yeah.
Those are all some of the physical symptoms of carrying a high level of stress.
Is that the climax now?
Absolutely.
The pinnacle of these symptoms, they culminate into that.
They culminate into that. And then another very important part, compromise decision making. Let me give you a quick example, because I was sharing it with my class earlier today. And I was saying to them, who hasn't been frustrated at some point where a family member or a friend who comes to you and say, hey, I'm struggling with my finances, can you just help me with something, right? And you give them something small or whatever that you have, and then only to find out they post perhaps on Facebook or on social media platforms something that you can see is they've used that money for. Like they've gone out to
eat.
Or they're posting a lot.
Or bought an air ticket.
Or bought something.
To go to Cape Town for a holiday.
And you're like, my goodness. And
look at that.
Giving that example to my class to illustrate. That's when financial stress is compromising decision. You just want a release. It's too much. So someone gives you money. You know I should stretch it and use it for the month. And then something just says, hi, man, you know, you last ate at your favorite restaurant a while ago. Let me just eat there. Or let me just buy
Retail therapy. Yeah.
Or even go shopping.
Yeah.
Compromise decision making.
Yeah.
And not about only finance. Parenting, driving, at work.
Goodness
me. Because you almost in that tunnel vision, we are so focused on how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? That is why it's important to talk to someone.
011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, if you are giving us a call, if you are listening to us from the Western Cape, feel free to send your calls to 021-446-0567. 021-446-0567. I'd love to hear from you. And in a way where we get rid of this taboo, this stigma, this shame, this unnecessary embarrassment of talking about financial problems. Many of us are going through that, and I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call and let's share. Dr. Frank Makwekwe is here to guide us, to hold our hands, and to help us through this dark space. And it will pass, but we have to do the hard work.
We have to do the hard work.
So part of the hard work is acknowledging all of that. And perhaps there's no one that you've spoken to. And this is an opportunity for you to voice it out. And that may be the first step to your healing, to your treatment, and to a better place. And if that's your first step, great. Feel free to give us a call. Let's talk about it. If you want to remain anonymous, by all means, you want to change your name so that your colleagues don't hear that it's you. I don't have a problem with that. You are at liberty to do that as long as you get help at the end of the day. What are some of the financial stresses in your life? What's stressing you? Is it that stock fell money that you need to pay and it is now culminated to 6 months? You've been postponing and postponing, and now it matters to you because how people are going to view you. Could it be it's school fees? Could it be it's car payments? It could be a bond. It could be something, an insurance premium that you haven't paid and you are quite worried about it. Give us a call and let's see. Perhaps we've got more in common than not. 011-883-0702. That's 011-883-0702. 0213 883 0702. From Western Cape, on Cape Cape Talk listeners, it's 021 446 0567. 021 446 0567. If you would like to send a voice note instead, or just a text message, also you are more than welcome to do so. It's 072 702 1702. 072 702 1702. And all those platforms are open for you, including on Twitter at Radio 702. And my handle is at IamFreeTSM. I'd love to hear from you. Dr. Frank, let's get back to this very important discussion. You were saying that it could even manifest itself now physically. Yes. It was just a thought.
Yes.
And now it is physical.
Yeah.
You're starting to feel the pain of a financial matter.
Yes.
That was not initially physical. So how let's talk about how to deal with those. Yes,
yeah.
Of course, you can then say, yes, Dr. Frank is here, but what are some of the key steps that I need to take practically?
Yes.
Do I need to have a spreadsheet of my money?
Yeah.
Where do I go?
Yeah, and you know, I'm just listening to you, and I just went back to quite a difficult period in my own life.
Yeah.
Between sort of 1998 and 2001,
yeah.
First person to get a degree in my household.
Oh, lovely.
Big family of seven. Yeah. And you've now graduated, support us.
Yeah.
You know what we call black tech students.
Yes, yes.
And first 6 months of working, I'm only earning a year 42,000 rand. A year.
Yes.
By June of 98, I have 52,000 of debt.
Oh my goodness.
And so, I went back then just thinking, but how did I go about it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can even feel the emotions going back. It was a difficult time for me, and I newlywed as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Number one, definitely a sense of you angry with yourself. You got yourself there. You frustrated. What happened? You are ashamed. How do I get out of it? And for me, if I think of the three big steps that I made, and I think they are relevant to anyone today. Number one was just getting to a point where I was now prepared to face the reality. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are saying, okay, every month the money is not enough.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing this, then I'm doing that. Let me just actually see what's going on.
Yes.
And then you take stock of all the debit orders. You take stock of your income. And then you realize, I've got a 1,800 rand shortfall.
Ah.
In other words, I spend more than I'm earning.
Yes.
That's a first step to just say, this is the situation. What can I really do about it?
Mm.
Right? And that's often difficult to get to do that, because we often want to ignore it. We kind of know things are not adding up, but we don't want to kind of do the math to see, is it a 1,000 rand shortfall? Is it a 2,500?
Yeah.
So kind of doing that tech stock, what's going on, right? And I'm going then to tell you a very separate, a different one. I didn't have the language at the time.
Yeah.
Right? I wish I had.
Yeah.
It was the idea of being kind to yourself. We all make financial mistakes because we don't go to a school that says, you've started working, watch out for 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So we often make these mistakes and learn from them.
Mm.
So the anger, the frustration, the blaming yourself, that's what I did because I didn't know, right? So I'm adding with hindsight now. Take stock of where you are, but be kind to yourself. When you're kind to yourself, what you're actually doing to the body, right? You are saying to yourself, let me not get into the tunnel vision of the problem. When I'm kind to myself, that creativity, you were talking about creativity in the show, right? That creativity, that problem solving, maybe I'll be in a better space to think clearly, what is it that I can do, right? When I'm not angry and frustrated with how did I get here? So I would add that. Then the third, without a doubt, is to get help. And there are so many sources now. If you, in the corporate world, most companies have some sort of employee wellness program where you can call an anonymous number and just say, I work at this company. I would like to talk to someone about my finances. Difficult to make that call. Imagine talking to a stranger about your finance. Mm. That's one of the stumbling blocks, to just pick up the phone and saying to us, you know, I'm struggling a little bit, guide me. If that's too much for an individual, another way could be, obviously, it's got to do with you either owing, if the problem is debt, right? Talk to the financial services provider. It could be even talking to a spouse, talking to a coach. Don't suffer alone. So instead of limiting yourself to say, oh, but I don't want to phone the resource at the office because it might get to my manager. Yeah. Yo, and my manager knows I've got problems, right? I'm saying, what are you comfortable? Who has your back? Who cares for you? That you can say, hey, Fred, I'm struggling. Can you help me think through this?
Yeah.
And the reason to do that is I talk to a lot of people who make it worse. Mm-hmm. They didn't get help. Then they go and get this loan to pay this other loan. And that's just making it more difficult. By the time they realize or they ask me for help, we're talking about a situation that may now need formal, you know, debt counseling. We can take that and take that a little bit later. So getting help early and help from some sort of professor who's going to help you think through it so that you don't make the situation worse.
I see. And some of those problems that you're speaking about, they that may have landed us into this huge problem. Could it be that some of them are caused by external pressures that exists in society?
Oh, yes.
You need a certain car. You need to drive a certain car.
A certain phone.
A certain phone.
Certain clothes.
Exactly. You need to dress in a certain way. You need to be having coffee at a certain place.
Correct.
Lunch and holidays 4 times a year so that you can converse comfortably with your colleagues and your peers.
Correct. And in fact, research that has come from two banks that recently released financials, Capitec, a couple of weeks ago, they gave a very scary statistic.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of, they've noticed, and remember, they have 21 million customers.
Yeah.
On average for their customers.
That's huge.
Yes, in fact, they were even kind of saying, we bank 1/3 of the country.
Yes, that's huge. That's a big number. That is huge. Any political party would love to have those numbers.
They were saying, they've noticed by about day 3 or day 4, for their average customer, debit orders have run, the money is finished.
Oh my
We've goodness. Also seen something like similar to that at NetBank by day 5.
Yeah.
FNB have also come. Why am I mentioning that? Because for the average South African, we're not talking people concerned about the weakening rent, people concerned about their wealth falling. The average South African, their biggest problem is too much debt. By day 5, when money is going into their bank account, their salary, the debit orders have run, they actually now don't have money for fuel, for getting to work, for buying groceries. And so the stress starts by just saying, I don't have enough. The debit orders have chowed all the money, firstly. Secondly, how am I going to get to the end of the month?
Yeah.
That's
how
where
am I gonna
the
survive?
Stress starts. And that's the reality for many of us because we have taken too much debt.
That I was going to ask you that. Is it because we've taken too much debt? And I'm sure it is the case in some instances.
Correct.
Or is it because we end far too little
to
meet our needs? Because whenever you speak about saving, and I'm listening in, number of people would then say, but Dr. Frank, honestly, I'm not earning enough to save because I'm looking at my needs, not even once.
Correct.
This money does not even stretch to get to the once. So how will I save the 10% monthly that you are speaking about?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's two of them.
It's both. And I was looking just recently, if you think of the median income in SA, we're talking something like 3,200. With the way food prices have gone up, just generally the cost of living, there is no doubt. I have seen hundreds of people where we do financial interventions at NetBank.
Yeah.
Where you sit and you go through a budget. There is nothing extra. It's tough. There is no, you are spending on luxuries. It's day-to-day wants and the money is just not there.
Mm.
And there, we call out to employers to really say, employers have a part to pay. And of course, we know our unions have been fighting that battle. Mm. You know, the idea of a living wage, really, that takes into account the reality of food, transport, and rent.
Yeah.
For some people, 70% is gone just from that. So we mustn't come out as not caring and really saying, you know, you're spending on wants and therefore you took debt, you got yourself in. There's real problems out there, just given how the economy has performed over the last year or so.
And that is worrisome. That is worrisome because on one hand, we have a minimum wage arrangement that we have in the country. Not many people can live with minimum wage. We have a basket, a shopping basket that seems more and more expensive.
Absolutely.
And notwithstanding the issues of lack of competitiveness that exists in some of our huge companies that are out there and they are strangling us. Some of them are really strangling us to the bone. And all of those, when they come through, and well, also the last one, financial illiteracy that we do not have. So all those factors, they then culminate to this financial stress that we are speaking about. And I'd love to hear from you. What's stressing you financially?
And how are you coping? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You know,
yeah, what's stressing you financially? Yes, you are driving in the car. And Cape Talk, you are driving in a car and listening to myself and Dr. Frank Magwegwe, and you are tuned in to 702 and Cape Talk, and you hear this conversation. We are mainly asking you, what is financially stressing you? What's stressing you financially? Could it be a credit card that you've been battling with?
Especially and rates being so high.
Yes.
And perhaps going a little bit more before they start falling interest rates.
Could it be the cell phone account that you have? Could it be your furniture because you took it on credit? Could it be school fees? Anything. I just want to know what's stressing you financially. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Lifestyle also
comes into play.
Dr. Frank. And it might seem lighthearted to mention it, but for a lot of people out there, it's a reality.
Absolutely.
The girlfriend allowance, boyfriend allowance, spending money outside home on other extracurricular activities, so to put them. And those factors as well play a role,
I assume. It's a myriad of factors, really. And so that starting point of just saying, where is the money going? You work so hard for it. Where is it going?
Yeah.
You know, if I go back, if you ask my wife, I'm sure she's listening now,
yeah,
she'll remember the moment. We are at OK Bazaars. Do you remember OK Bazaars?
I remember OK Bazaars very well.
Johnson Street.
Yes, Bramfontein. Very well. I remember.
The trolley's full.
Yes.
I swipe the card. There's no money to pay.
What?
The card is maxed. And what? Those days, the cashier would say, okay, go to the manager's office. Let's phone the bank.
Yes.
The card division of the bank.
Yeah.
They phone them and they say, no, how much are you swiping?
Yeah.
And I say something like 1,400.
Yeah.
And then they say, but there's only 500 in this card. It's almost maxed.
Yeah.
And then the shame of walking away from the till, just leaving all those groceries there. And I said to my wife, when you go to our little flat there in Bramfontein, I said, no, there has to go to be another way. There has to be another life.
So you had this to do that walk much. Of shame.
The walk of, I said, this is too much. And that sabo got me into, it took me 4 years to fix it.
Really?
But that's got me into, this has to change. And so what we're saying to our 702 listeners, it's about starting. We're not offering you overnight magic.
Yeah.
We don't have a wand.
Yes.
But we're saying when you take stock, you get help. And we're also calling on employers to say it's a problem because it affects productivity. Do something for your employees because everyone is struggling. So that we don't make the problem. You are on your own, the employee.
I see.
Yes.
Let's please put on your headphones and let's take some calls that have been coming through on 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. 021-446-0567. Shakir, you are in Vereeniging. Hi.
Hey, guys. Hope you guys are doing well. Very insightful, very beneficial discussion.
Thank you,
so,
sir.
I want to just share with you, right, as a Muslim,
yes,
there is certain outlook regarding sustenance regarding finances,
uh-huh.
it gives us a lot of solace, you know, and removes anxiety and removes fear. So one of that, I'll just quote something which would give you an idea of the philosophy.
Thank you.
The son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, his name was Ali.
Yeah.
May the peace and blessings be upon him. He said, what was meant for you will never miss you. And what missed you was never even meant for you in the
right
place.
So
nobody, our belief as Muslims, is nobody will ever leave this world until he's eaten what was allocated for him.
Yeah.
And once he's eaten what was allocated for him, then his time on this earth has ended.
Yeah.
So what was meant for you will never miss you. And what missed you was never meant for you in the first place.
Listen, thanks for those pearls of wisdom, Shakira, because now you are bringing a very interesting element, which is also a very important component of our existence, and we can't ignore our faith, because our faith does affect money, right, Dr. Frank?
And not only does it affect money, faith and spirituality has also been found to reduce stress, right?
So
the idea of, I'm going to give it a bigger power.
Yeah.
I can't do it myself. Yeah. That has been found also to be a way of coping with stress.
Let's go to Lesedi in Sandton, and then I'll ask you to respond to both Shakira and Lesedi in a short while. Lesedi, hi. You're in Sandton.
Hi, how are you?
I'm free.
Good
how
evening,
are you?
Lesedi.
I'm fine, Makwekwe.
Mm.
Actually, I had a friend that work was Makwekwe, but he's not.
Nyempela. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, my dear, I'm not disabled, right? I'm taking care of two grandkids. Their parents are late.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I've had an account with one of the stores, and I was paying them, and all of a sudden they say, no, I'm in arrears and arrears and arrears. And then I ended up not, you know, continuing with the paying. And, yeah, they took me up, they sent me to different departments.
Yeah.
They said that I'm blacklisted and stuff like that.
Wow.
Because, me living on a disability grant, taking care of kids. Even I would love to do a lot here. I'm living in an RDP house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to put a wall, I want to be even, you know, make the house bigger. Now the little income that I get, it's difficult. Very difficult, because like as I'm saying, the kids are orphans. I'm the guardian of the kids.
Yeah.
No, and that's a serious one, Lesedi, and all those responsibilities that you have to take care of. How are you coping, Lesedi?
The thing is, I'm living with my disability grant. Well, I am collecting some finance for the kids, but it's not a lot, because, you know, I have to see, like, as you were talking about schools and I'll have to buy them uniforms. Even now, it's winter.
Yeah.
Both of the kids got a flu. I haven't got money to take them to the clinics. I haven't got money to even buy them warm clothing. You know, it's so difficult, because, in fact, I would love if people can help out. If I can get help from people, I don't mind. Even if it's secondhand, I would love people to come aboard if they can help me out.
Quite a
because
challenging
even
situation.
Even food-wise, like as you were talking about the food basket, it's difficult to even buy food.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult. I need to take the kiddies to the clinic. I don't know. No one to assist me. And I don't even go to, like, families and stuff like that. I try and pull as much as I can, what I can.
Certainly. Yeah, and Lesedi, I think do what you can and don't overstretch yourself. There are plenty of issues, of course, that you've raised. We are with you and we are concerned, and I'm hoping that something will come out and then you will be able to escape this very difficult situation. But as Dr. Frank Makwekwe said, it's time And there's no magic wand, and our situations are very diverse. Mm, they are peculiar to our lives, our lifestyles, and so on. But let's keep at it. Dr. Frank, we have about a minute or so remaining as you are going to give us your last word, as you usually do. But also, maybe about the staying true to the commitment on the path to recovery, the importance of that, please.
Yes, and that goes back to requiring some sort of accountability partner. So someone who cares for you, and you tell them, I'm on this journey, even if it takes me long to fix my finances. My wife was my partner when, you know, I was struggling at the time. I think that's quite important. What came out of Lesedi's call is the importance of not ignoring even a call that says you owe us 102 rand.
Yeah.
Don't say it's small, because banks and financial institutions in general and medical practitioners, they can get a judgment from the courts, and then that goes on your credit record.
Yes.
It's not about the amount. It's about you haven't fulfilled your obligation.
I see.
And
I
then see. I'll just finish off with the prescription for today. And really, it is stress in general matters. Financial stress matters. Please don't suffer alone. If your cooperative has some employee assistance program, employee wellness program, reach out to them. If you're falling behind payments, approach the financial services provider and try to make an arrangement. Don't blame yourself and do nothing, because it will make the situation worse.
Dr. Frank Makwekwe, thank you so much. Really appreciate your pearls of wisdom. Always refreshing to have you in the studio sharing with us.
Lovely to be
about
here,
your experiences,
Tamara.
Your wisdom. It goes a long way. You have helped so many other people, and you won't be able to even meet half of them, unfortunately. But the fortunate part is that a seed has been planted.
Correct.
Really appreciate it. Dr. Frank Makwekwe, Head of Financial Wellness and Advisory at NetBank, and he's also with Gibbs, and he was joining us to discuss the issue of financial stress.